Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from the Dominican Republic. That's right, everyone. I'm in the DR over the last week doing the trek to Pico Duarte with Continental Fresh and Blue Missions. So we are going to take you on a step-by-step hike trek of the trip. So we're going to talk with members of the trip. We're going to talk with Danny Rodriguez and Albert Perez as well to learn more about what's happening on the trip. And then we're going to take you through Base Camp 1, Base Camp 2, and all the way to the top of Pico Duarte. So as we get ready for this, we do have a couple announcements before we get started. This week, we have our virtual networking hour, November 30th, 2022 at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So be sure to register for that or send us a DM and we will add you to the list. Next, don't forget about the New York Produce Show that's coming up in just about a week and a half, everyone. Shout out to our good friend and late friend, Jim Prevor of Produce Business Journal. And let's everyone get together as a community, celebrate his life, as well as connecting at the New York Produce Show. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get Albert Perez and Danny Rodriguez on it to start out the trek and tell us where we are right now. Hey, Danny, Albert, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great.
Nice to be here.
No, it's the pleasure is mine. I'm just glad to be here that we landed in Santiago just over a few hours ago. We went to the Blue Missions corporate headquarters here in the Dominican Republic, and then we got into a bus, and we headed off to where we are now, which I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us where we are. There's tents set up. We got the campsite set up. Where are we, Danny?
We are in La Cienega, which is at the base of Armando Bermudez Park. So we are in the national park, and we're mentally preparing ourselves to begin a 27-mile journey starting tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Woo! What do you think, Albert?
We're preparing ourselves nutritionally, too. We just had some spaghetti and some plantains. We loaded up on some carbs, and we're ready to get an early night's sleep because tomorrow we're getting up at 5:30.
It's going to be a fun one, and I will tell you, Danny and I were talking about this as we were sitting here, because produce people, we want to get you more involved. We want you to come on this trip with us. We want to get about 24 or 25 of us together. And Danny and I were talking, we're like, there's a certain mindset because, with having spaghetti and plantains, that's not your normal 5 o'clock meal at home, is it, guys?
No, it's not.
It's a dinner of champions.
It's a dinner of champions. Listen, tomorrow morning we're going to have oatmeal, we're going to have coffee, we're going to have fruit. But realistically, this is about community, everyone. We're going to be sharing stories, we're going to be sharing ideas, we're going to be talking about our lives. And really, there's a goal here. And what does Blue stand for, Danny?
Yeah, Blue stands for building love, uniting everyone. And really what we're trying to do with these hikes, with these adventure treks, is build community. Bring people together and help people channel the power that they have to change the world.
That's what I'm talking about. And Albert, we have a few people from the produce community here. And we're going to interview some of them along the trip to see how they're going to, stand up to the summit, the trek. But who do we have? A couple companies. Who are they?
Well, one of the ones we have that's got two members here is the Anthony Morano Company from Chicago. It's one of our strongest supporters of the Water for All mango label. They have really, really gotten behind it. And they sent two young guys that really have never hiked before, so it's going to be interesting to watch them and see what they do.
Now, if you've heard Albert, myself, and Danny on, we are part of the hiking group. I've never done Pico Duarte, but I've done other hikes, so I'm ready for this. But I know we have a lot of people to encourage along the way. And again, this is not a I would say, extreme course, you guys, right? It's for everybody. We can make it for everybody. We have mules. We've got things to help carry the bags. So, again, we want to encourage you to think about this trip. Follow along with us. We're going to have more interviews, more fun, and we're going to hear back from Danny and Albert here in the next day or so, guys. So appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
Hey, everyone. Quick update. 4.5 miles into the trek, I am now by myself. I have ventured off alone. Many people have passed me. Some people are still behind me. But one thing that we all have in common is reaching the top, the peak of Pico Duarte. And I can tell you, I mean, just being with some of the people that we have here, you know, from the National Mango Board, Anthony Morano Company, Continental Fresh, and then Blue Missions, it's just incredible people that we're going to hear from if I catch up to them. So as you start to think about the people you're going to hear from, I want you to think just for about 15 seconds or so about how easy it is to get fresh water. I'm sitting in the Dominican Republic on the side of a mountain and experiencing what each person had to do to get clean water, fresh running water. And it's amazing. I mean, we're, like I said, about 4.5 miles in, and we're not even a quarter of the way done. So let's see if we can catch up to a few and get them to share some of their thoughts, share some of their feedback, and have some fun along this trek.
Hi, this is Fred Lindorfer from the Anthony Morano Company. Can I tell you, this is an incredible story. Blue Missions brought us up here, and we've just had such a good time.
Hello, my name is Mario Guayo. I'm from the Anthony Morano Company here with Blue Missions. Just finished going up to the hike. Man, it's been an incredible journey. Definitely rethought a few things, looking at changing my diet on the way back. No more Polishes from Chicago. It's going to be salad and chicken so that I can come back next year and kill this mountain.
Hey, what's up? This is Huascar Rodriguez. I am the doctor of the mission here with Blue Mission. It's been an incredible experience, not just taking care of the people, but also having fun with people. I have the experience not just climbing the mountain, but also riding mules and taking nap. It's been so just a funny experience sharing with new people. So it was fun.
Hola, here's Ramon. Oh, hi, Ramon Ojeda here with the National Mango Board. What a great experience and amazing learnings hiking this beautiful mountain. I had the time of my life and definitely looking forward to invite family and friends and come back here again.
Hey, my name is Ramon Chavarria. I was sent over here by Capco Farms, Central American Produce, Pompano Beach, Florida. And it's been quite an experience. You know, I definitely thought I was in much better shape than I realized I am today. First day, I was, you know, after mile 6, 7, my legs hurt, started having some cramps, and it was quite a challenge. So I'm glad I decided to join it, and it's a fabulous crew. Everybody's been so supportive, and we're having a great day, and today we've made it to the peak, and I'm feeling quite that feeling of accomplishment. So it's feeling good. Thank you to all the people that gave us support, and it's great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Isabella Perez Compres. I'm from the Dominican Republic. I was born near this Pico Duarte in the area called Jarabacoa, Los Pinos. This is my 7th time on the mountain, and I mean, I've been getting faster every year. I hope this isn't my peak year, because then, you know, you start getting slower. And this has been a great trip so far.
안녕하세요. 저는 김지훈이라고 합니다. My name is Jihoon Kim, CEO of Sweet Goldies and president of Creative Vibes Only. This trek has been very inspirational, meeting a lot of people, community, and, you know, just having each other, that support going up and down. You always forget about the people that's around you. And it gave me some time to reflect on myself, where I stand now, where I was, and where I want to be, and definitely coming again next year.
Alejandro Guerrero with Continental Fresh. Just got done climbing up to Pico Duarte. I had heard about this trip a lot from Albert. Finally lucky enough to be able to come. And it was all that it was cracked out to be and then some. Can't wait to come back next year. And I'm definitely going to bring my girlfriend and more family members.
My name is Susan Gomez. I just got back from the peak, Pico Duarte, and I feel super accomplished. It's something that I've been wanting to do. The reason why I did it in the first place was I want to make sure that my kids understand that they, you know, they live a very privileged life, and it's really important to give back to the community if you can and when you can and when you're ready. So I hope that I'll be able to take this back to my home in Miami and tell my kids a little bit more about the trek, and hopefully they will feel inspired by their mom and do it on their own at some point. So I'm very grateful for Blue Missions and all the things that I've learned from them.
We are in the community of Tinajita, which is a part of Pedro Garcia, which is a part of Santiago de los Caballeros. This is a community with approximately 75 families, and we were able to work with them to bring clean water to this community back in 2015. And you'll see some footage now of some faucets and how these families are enjoying this water.
And how many years ago, or years prior, were they without water?
Centuries. Centuries, generations, you know, when this water arrives, it changes everything. And the elders in the community, you know, cry tears of joy because they know that their grandchildren won't have to walk for water the same way they did. You know, before they had a water system, they would walk 2 kilometers to the nearest fresh water source with, you know, as many buckets as they can carry there and back. So imagine the amount of time they save, the amount of energy, the amount of money they save. It really changes everything. So this is the foundation for the future.
And this is what Blue Missions does.
Now let's stop, take a quick break. Let's hear from some of our sponsors and then get back to talking with Albert Perez and completing this trek.
Discover orchard freshness on Amazon Fresh with Arctic Apple Slices. Arctic Apple stays orchard fresh longer than other prepackaged, pre-sliced apples. This means less waste and no more half-eaten apples. Plus, you'll love the undeniable freshly picked flavor. Arctic Apple Slices are available in convenient grab-and-go bags in both Arctic Golden or Arctic Granny varieties in select markets on Amazon Fresh. Packable, snackable, 100% irresistible.
In the heat of summer, you're just counting the days until cooler weather and all those fabulous fall flavors packed with a refreshing flavor everyone loves, Noble Florida Starburst Pomelos, the largest citrus on earth and the perfect sweet fall treat you've been waiting for. Perfectly ripe for a limited time. Look to NobleCitrus.com on where to purchase your next Noble Florida Starburst Pomelos.
Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit us at www.agtechtools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. It's always great to hear from our sponsors. Hearing dynamite companies producing dynamite content for the produce and supply chain industry. If you're just joining us right now, please go back, check out some of the interviews from our trek. Now we are going to get Albert Perez on the line from Continental Fresh to conclude our Water for All episode. So Albert, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Patrick. It's good to be back.
Back in the States, huh, man? This is this was an amazing, emotional trip, I would say.
Absolutely. Trying to get back and restore myself physically and then take inventory of all the stuff that we did and all the stuff that we saw, all the stuff that impacted the group, you know, 19 up, 19 down safely, but all the other experiences we had as well, right?
There were so many. I mean, I didn't expect, I expected a little bit because I hike a lot, right? And then when I mean hike a lot, everyone, let's go previous to me moving to Florida, because hiking in Florida is different than hiking in the Sierra Nevadas, right? Or, you know, I've done the Great Wall, I've been to China, I've been to a lot of different places, and I've hiked. And so I kind of, you know, knew what to expect, but boy, did the mountain pull a lot out. I mean, I can tell you for, you know, miles, if you heard me about 4.5 miles in, I was just sitting there like, man. Like I was reflecting myself, talking to myself, Albert, and it was just an amazing experience that brought, you know, to focus of really how fortunate we are here in the U.S.
Yeah, the whole concept of, you know, we walk so that other people don't have to walk for the water was pretty cool. And yeah, there are some parts there that make you rethink a lot of things about your life in the mountain. The mountain takes a lot, but it also gives you a lot back. And I think we all got a chance to get a little bit of the gifts that the mountain gives us back, you know?
Oh gosh, I agree. You know, on the way home from Miami to Siesta Key, where I was for a couple days, you know, I called my mom and I spent 2 hours on the phone with my mom. Wow. And I pretty much started from landing all the way until getting on the plane.
She hiked with you.
She did. And she got a little emotional. And I even told her, because I, you know, if you notice, I talked about my mom on this trip, mm-hmm. you know, and I even told her about herself and what I talked about on the trip with her. And it was amazing to even hear her response, you know, when I told her, you know, mom, this is what I'm frustrated with you about. And this is what the mountain pulled out of me. And she told me, she's like, man, I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. Like, and then one of my notations was, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to get a little vulnerable. I told myself, I'm going to be nicer to my mom moving forward, because I feel like, Albert, this is so funny, you're going to laugh. You've got a 16-year-old, which I met, you know, Bella's amazing, right? And I've got kids, and it's one of those things that we are really hard on the people that we believe are better than they think themselves are, right? So my mom was a great mother, and things happened and people get divorced and other tragedies happen. And I always tell my mom, I feel like I'm so hard on you because I know the great person that you are. And the roles have switched, right? Like I'm the kid, you know, but the son being hard on my mom now, which is vice versa. And my mom said one thing to me that now really made me feel complete. And she says, you're not hard on me at all. She said, I love you and what you're doing. Even when you do get rough and tough with me, I know how much you love me. And I told her, I said, man, I go, wow, that makes me feel so much better, because I'm like sitting here going, well, on your deathbed, I was like, my thought was, oh my God, Pat's such an a-hole to me. And she said, absolutely not. So even this trip brought a little bit out to go home and be able to talk to my mom and, you know, my family and get over things. And you wouldn't think that a mountain can do this to you, but
you can.
Oh my gosh.
A mountain can. I think all of us need to take those moments where we just walk with a purpose and walk for our own mental health, which I think that this trip provided a lot of people. One of my favorite days was the day that we did go and visit the town of the people who had received the water, and where we entered their homes, right? And we saw the faucets, and we saw the humility with which they live, but now the dignity with which they live by having water, by having sanitation. We got a chance also to go into a school full of school children who are now studying instead of having to carry water. These kids were carrying water every day, 2 kilometers back and forth. Every kid has to, that's their job. Their job is to carry water for their family all day long. But they were at school and they were having fun. And we got a chance to sing and mess around with them inside their classroom. To me, that was a very special day.
It was very special. I called my wife while we were there. We had service, and I wanted to tell her, because my wife's a teacher. So the schoolhouse and being able to see the 12 children inside the room and just, you know, sharing that experience with her. And I think that's what she would love the most, because she's a teacher and she's an educator at heart. And that was pretty emotional for me. What about when, let's throw something funny in there. What about when Ramon had to go test the water to make sure that the hose was working? I mean, he walked up there, put his head right underneath and got a splash full of clean water. And it wasn't wasteful. Trust me, everyone, you might think, oh, he just went over and wasted. No, he went and pretty much showered how everybody else would shower. I mean, we're looking at villages that have no windows, right? They've got, you know, I can't even say what do they put around the windows? They're almost like, I call them like hurricane shutters, right?
Because
shutters on the windows that can't open up. Again, it was a humbling experience. So to be able to put yourself in those shoes. And then what about Doc? Doc went and
treated a lady.
Oh my God. There was so much that was going through my head, and I was going, okay, we found out she had diabetes. Doc went ahead and looked at her medication. He went ahead and looked at her, and waterfalls just start coming out of the eyes, because you're just like, you can't just go to, oh, hey, you know, Albert, let's go to urgent care. No.
The message that we try to share with everybody, especially once they come back from something like this, is to do exactly what Doc did. Use your talents wherever you find an opportunity. You know, when we come back to the States, we're not saying everybody's going to be devoted to water, but find a passion, find something that you can help, that you could do, find your why and get to it, because we all have a role to play in this ecosystem of giving. And we all have talents. We all can do something. You know, your wife can teach, you know, someone who's an attorney can maybe help some pro bono nonprofit company. There's so many things that each person can do on a daily basis, regardless of where they're at. We don't have to wait to be on top of a mountain to do great things. We can do them everywhere we are every day. So that's kind of the message.
That is the message. I mean, you know, as we look to build our produce industry together, this is what I also focus on, as this produce industry is so large, but so small at the same time. And again, if you're a company that hasn't given back, trust me, it means the world if you do. I mean, even the small things that we've done, like giving to food banks, right? I can tell you that I'm going back to, you know, my partner in Citrus to talk about how we can do more, right? And I think that it's not even if it's about giving money or writing a check, because everybody always thinks, Albert, that, oh, great, I'm writing the check again. But sometimes writing that check can mean a life and death situation for some people, right? Getting food to where it needs to be. We all jump to help during Hurricane Ian, Hurricane Katrina, right? Everybody does. We all see people jumping through hoops to do this. But like you just said, what about on a day-to-day basis? What are you doing to help your community, help other communities? And I think that that's where we need to focus a lot more, at least myself, Albert. Maybe I'm self-reflecting here, but I feel like this is where I'm going to reflect more, be a better person in my community, help other communities, and help people come and build together.
Yeah. No, and our industry is a giving industry. It really is. It always has been. It's an industry that understands you know, needs of all sorts. And we just want to make sure we highlight that. We want to highlight these stories. We want to tell these stories, and we got to share them. So.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what was your favorite part of the trip, Albert? I know you've done this, you know, dozens and dozens of times. You've hiked this mountain, you've hiked other mountains, but with this particular group, what would you say your favorite part of the trip was with the group?
That's a hard question, man. That's a hard question.
I got you.
That's a hard question, but I think I'm going to just go with the actual summit when everybody had gotten to the top there, and we had quite possibly the most spectacular weather that I've ever seen at the peak, right? And we were all there, regardless of how long it took each person. And we got a chance to hug and take pictures and talk about, you know, what it meant to be up there. I thought that was pretty special, you know. But so many different moments, because the hard moments are also Cool. But this is a very celebratory moment when we got up there.
I think it was when everybody went. Now the first group, I started counting groups because everybody, you kind of come up in groups, right? And, mm-hmm. and a group could be one, right? Yes. Like a group can be two or it can be many. So I was the fourth group up, I think, or the third group, which was just me. And I remember seeing Jehoon at the top. I was the third. Okay. So Jehoon was at the top and I saw him. He was like, hey. Uh-huh. And I remember I sprinted. I just started sprinting because it just, maybe it was the camaraderie together. I saw him, was like, oh my God, like we're at the top. Let's, oh my God, I gotta get there. And that to me was probably the most special moment. And being able to go up there and, you know, see Bella, see Bono and Jehoon and Luis. And I was just like, bring it in, everyone, right? All of us gave hugs to each other. And then once we started seeing more people, we started getting more excited, Albert. We were like, oh my God, here's the next group. Oh, there's Freddie, there's Mario, there's Susan, there's Albert. Like I really think it just brought the best out of us.
Out of everybody, yeah. Very cool. Very
and
cool.
I think that was my favorite moment. Besides riding the mule too, that I've never ridden
the fastest mule. You had the fastest mule.
Listen, Charles the mule, that was his name. I named him Charles. He was a fast mule. He was a fun mule. Yes. And it was funny because Ramon and the guide were talking and Ramon goes, you know, I looked back at the guide and he said, that gringo went fast.
I have it on film. And you look like you're going in fast motion or something. I don't know. Your mule was a Pasofino. It had a really nice canter to it.
He was good. And I remember Freddie goes, when I saw you galloping up the hill, and I just, you know, he goes, made me feel good. He goes, oh, there's Patrick. There he is. You know, and it was like I said, we had a lot of.
And your hat completed the look. Your hat really completed.
That was, hey, I appreciate that. I was called the Marlboro Man by Terry.
Wow.
I was called, you know, the Trekker. But yeah, I mean, it was very special, man. And I encourage anybody out there who's looking to give back. Blue is the company to get involved with. Blue, building love, uniting everyone. You can't beat it at all. So Albert, as we look, we are November of 2022. Mm-hmm. What can we expect from Blue, Water for All, and Continental Fresh going into 2023?
Well, we're gonna continue with our penny per box program, which when we got up there, I forgot to say, when we got up there, we presented Blue Missions with a check for $41,000, you know? And this brings our 3-year total since we started this Water for All program to $100,000 in 3 years. So every box that we sell of mangoes, cucumbers, squash in a Water for All box brings back one penny for Blue. And then we're also going to try to see if we can ramp up this hike in 2023. And since we took 19 people this year, I think we need to step it up and bring 40 people next year. You know,
I definitely agree with you. I think that we can. I have a lot of produce people that have asked me, how was it? Tell me about the trip. And I told them, I said, stay tuned, everyone, right? We got a podcast coming. We got videos coming. But I agree with you. And I think that as we pay it forward, we're going to invite more people out from the community. And everybody, you know, I was talking to a buddy, obviously on my way up, Albert. And he's like, I just don't know if I could get away that long, you know, from work and from the house and from the kids. And I thought to myself, Albert, I go, yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
And your family will benefit from it. And you will benefit from it, you know, because of that break, that mental health break to do this.
My wife said that when I got back, she goes, you know, you needed this. She goes, you worked on your mental fitness. And not that we're all drowning, everyone, but Albert, we said it on the trip. Things don't come out in real life in the day-to-day hustle and bustle. So when you have time to think, you have time to reflect. When is the last time, everyone, you know, think to yourself right now, as you're listening to this podcast, take a 10 seconds to think to yourself when you spent 12 to 13 hours with new people by yourself and doing something not for yourself or for your family. I mean, a lot of people might say never. A lot of people might, like myself, 4 or 5 years, right? So it'll definitely be here. I am ready, everyone. I want everyone to stay tuned as I'm going to announce it now. We are going to do a giveaway for this trip. So stay tuned, follow the podcast, follow the YouTube channel, because we are going to invite someone to come on this trip with us. We're going to invite many of you, but you got to just clear the schedules and you got to get ready to open your heart, open your mind, and look to build a community together. Just like we say on the Produce Industry Podcast, it's about building together. And that's what it's about, Albert. You've opened my eyes so much. And like I told you off the mic, and I'm going to say it on the mic, you know, Albert is a hero to me. What he did to open my eyes, it's just not about the hike. It's about his mission, his vision. The same with Danny Rodriguez. You two have you're engraved a spot in my heart. And I don't know how I can repay you besides giving back more.
No, it's great. It's great. It's all mutually beneficial to everybody. So this is great.
Right? So stay tuned, everyone. Look for more from Continental Fresh, the Produce Industry Podcast, because 2023 is going to be phenomenal, everyone. So Albert, again, shout out to your company, Continental Fresh, Blue Missions, and the Water for All Trek. And as I say, we'll see you in the fields and on the horizon.
Thank you, Patrick. Good to be with you.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.